Good afternoon.
Hello. Welcome, welcome. So today we're going to go on to our video plus podcast again. So for those people who can only hear us, not see us, you are missing out on a lovely pink top that is enhancing my tan today.
I think it's the filter on this camera. It does make us look... mine looks purple. Face looks red. Top.
I just think it was pink. And I thought, look, this it's good naturally.
Yeah.
teeth are going white, are they?
Fresh-boiled lobster.
Yeah. Lobster. To be honest, we have been away. We just got back from one of our trips.
I haven't had lobster, because that would be a bad way.
Allergic to shellfish.
Yeah, that would go very wrong.
Not good idea to sit between a man who's allergic to shellfish and another person who's allergic to peanuts when you're in a Thai restaurant. It limited my choices dramatically. I was livid. Cashew nuts are often on my favourites on the old cashews and prawns, funny enough. Mm. So, not good to be near you in a Thai restaurant.
Luckily, I've had to actually eat the prawn or shellfish.
But I didn't really fancy risking it. Imagine if you start puffing up whilst we're away.
It's never happened. No. Literally just, I've eaten a prawn before and been...
Your future belief, you know, what can happen.
Seamless link to...
That's it. So today we're going to touch on a couple of different things from obviously what we've learned whilst we're away and why we go away. Obviously it's for a jolly, right? That's the main reason. No, but...
We have to make things up that we learn and discuss.
Sugar, we're on a flight now, let's... we're going to have to come up with something as if give reason to the wives and girlfriends or fiancé. Job for that. So we've been away and we've worked on a lot of stuff to do with the business. As many of you may know, we're looking to grow as always in terms of things, and that's it. I think it's often you can hit parts of being very still, but we're trying to bring more to our clients as well as actually grow in terms of venues. And say this is something that has been a stressor the last few months, and we get asked a lot of questions about what's going on with St Ives, and to be honest with you, it's kind of been out of our hands for multiple different reasons, but that's, once again, you can only, you know, I believe you are almost in control as you can really control as much as you can control some things, and you've got to kind of let things be, but also just stay positive with those things, you know. And it, you know, times will get hard, and often we have been challenged in businesses, and it's kind of what we're going to go into today, because obviously we've worked on a few things for ourselves in terms of the way we think and look at things going forward. And one of the big things that we took from the weekend, some people may find this quite odd, because as much as we possibly don't come across as people that would work on these sorts of things, it was the fear and the faith, wasn't it?
Indeed. And the big statement as such is sort of not letting your current results or even your past failures results determine your future vision and deter you from actually striving for that and growing, because time and again we've seen people look at what they're doing currently, they hit a plateau or whatever and get stuck and then give up. That could be right before like a real growth phase almost, or you, in terms of results. I mean, you're looking at people who diet really well for 4 weeks, quit because it gets hard, or they just have one bad day. They could have been on the brink of a big sort of weight drop off. That could have happened week five. You never know.
The thing is relative. So if you're somebody now who feels like you may have hit a plateau, and you've been, even if you've been training for a long time, and we get it for sure, right? And it's about you've got to that point, and it's like, right, well, this is all my body can achieve, or that's what you believe, because you've not necessarily seen yourself in any other way. It might be the best you've ever been or felt. And then often we stop. But as we know, when things are in motion, it's a lot easier to keep going than and keep moving forwards. And obviously, if you're stopped, it takes a lot more energy to start and go forwards. And I think that's why, as you say, people can get to a position where they go, I've achieved something pretty good. And then they kind of stop because it's like, well, this must be all I can do, because it gets harder, it gets tougher. And sometimes you have to ask yourself the question, am I really moving towards what I want to achieve? Am I working hard enough? Have I changed that stimulus as such, or asked more of myself, or do I believe that I can't do it, so I'm just going to give up? I mean, visually, in sessions, I often see it with people with weights, just so if you're watching this and you can relate to this, and they'll pick up that 16kg kettlebell. Now,
familiar, isn't it?
It's that's what they go to each time, potentially. But the reality is, there was a time when you didn't believe you could pick up the 16kg kettlebell. And that was a limiting factor. You stick with the 8 or the 10 or the 12. But then you saw Sally do it, right? Sally's picked up the 16kg kettlebell, and you've gone, Sally can do it, I can do it. Because it becomes more achievable, more real that you could do it, because, you make a pace up to Sally.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the next stage is, right, well, if Sally doesn't pick up a 20, 24, does that mean you stay at 16 because you don't think it's real? Or are you going to be the person that goes, right, I can do that. I'm going to step out of where I'm comfortable push myself that little bit further and potentially get a new result, something that you didn't even dream that could have happened, with the way you look, feel, shape, strength, health, mental health, all that sort of stuff, because you've challenged yourself again. And that's, I think, as much for our mental state as well, has to be pushed. And you know, I mean, we were speaking once again to Ryan and a few people, and we were talking about actually a longer term. Obviously, this is a little bit potentially out there for some people, but things like dementia and things like that, and actually how those people, I think there's a video or TV series on at the moment where there are people who are borderline, have got dementia and things like that, working a busy like kitchen and stuff, because they've been asked to keep stimulus and change and push themselves. It's actually helping them massively. And for us, I mean, for people, if we're not changing and challenging, then I kind of feel like you're either there or going there, getting down.
Just got playing life out, really, aren't you? If you're not growing, we all need to, personal growth in whatever it may be, your life as a whole, or specific areas, work, business, a sport, whatever it is, you need some sort of challenge. And it's that fear potentially that comes in. So fear or faith. That's having it. Faith in a process and seeing someone do something can push you on to even just give it a try. Having a fear of past failures or fear of others judging you, even, like we've had it where people are like, oh, but I don't know if I do this, what are other people going to think about me doing this?
I think the big thing is if you are watching this on a record or whatever, or even now there's a couple of people on live, as I mean, it's a quiet time of the day, but if you've ever had a fear of something, then have achieved it, put it in the group, because I think there's a lot of people who have achieved amazing things. And that's why we've done a couple of the pictures potentially, because visually it's easy to see and people like seeing visual things, but we've actually got written text that are going up regularly because
people are sharing some awesome
things. It's incredible. Yeah. And like I genuinely think that people are shocked by what they can achieve. And it's always hard to, without sounding daft, sort of
receive praise and almost to be a...
I mean, it's lovely to hear like what the guys are doing with people in sessions, what people are achieving is different league. I mean, I think Zach's just popped up there. I mean, that guy, wow. I mean, that's not being funny, but I actually go to hairdressers, Bee's local, big it up, okay, go and check it out. Don't judge my hair or anything, but she's really cool. She was saying, oh, Zach comes and trains with you. Yeah, oh, mate. And even someone at a garage, and the guy, I told him, didn't I, the skateboard park, I'm just like, that guy's insane. And I was like, yeah, but without being rude, he didn't turn up in like incredible condition. He's always a strong guy for sure, but he's taken trust in the program, he's followed the steps, he's done it over a long period of time, and now he is in incredible shape and great strength. And there's a lot of people like that. I mean, we had a guy come up to us in a different gym, and he said, oh, I'm going to do somebody's 6-week program before I come to the unit. I was like, no, that's not what, you don't have to start.
To get fit enough to start.
Don't, it's kind of because defeating the reality is, not everyone's walked through this door looking as maybe as amazing what you've seen, some of the pictures and the videos and stuff that are online. That, you know, people always have a starting place, and it's about their commitment and sticking into a structure, sticking to a format, and having that belief. Because when you first start, you've almost got no expectations, so you have the faith that you can get better. And then we do get better, and then we're like, can I go any further, or is this me, am I limited? Mm-hmm. And it's about going, right, do you know what? At one point, I never thought I was going to drop 14 pounds, and you did it. So now, instead of going, oh, I don't think I can drop another 14 pounds, just go with it. Like, just aim for it, keep it in your head, keep it as a target, even and just keep moving forward.
Even if it's 12, two, whatever it is.
It doesn't matter.
It's better than zero or going back the other way.
100%, and it doesn't always become easy for sure, but sticking to real simple things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's another topic that I'll be going into and we'll go into potentially next week, but micro habits and stuff like that, and how we look at that compound, that building, that effects of what we do. And we've got a really cool hack in which I think it is almost hard to fail at in the politest way. And then you just keep going and going and going. You don't realise what's happening. Yeah. And we've reset a couple of our habits for sure, haven't we? Yeah. After going through it.
I've discussed my the habit I've started this year being a cold shower. So finishing off any shower with like a cold minute or two. There's physiological benefits for sure, but it's also that psychological uncomfortable thing.
For about 5 seconds.
Pretty much, but you wake up, you have a shower, you obviously wash with hot water and then whack on the cold.
Once a month isn't too bad, is that often?
Definitely.
Don't want to do much more
than that. Save the water, obviously, for the drought and all that. No, but it's been literally every day as a habit now, it's just cold shower. And it's about, like I've said it before, becoming sort of comfortable with the uncomfortable, knowing that it's going to be cold, but just do it anyway. And then it's actually building on that, and that's like a trigger, like Josh was going to say about micro habits. It's more right, that's the start of the morning now, such, you know, first thing in the morning, that cold shower will then start me fresh for the morning. Yeah, there's also the fact of, like, you know, a nice warm shower makes you maybe a little bit more sleepier, and then you don't actually wake up, hit the cold one, you're not gonna, you're not going back to bed after that.
So,
yeah.
No,
it's good. But if I don't know, if you live in some colder temperaments, you might have a, you know, a water drum outside and jump into that. That'd be quite good. But we'd have to just deal with a shower.
That's
ice buckets up challenge thing.
Yeah, I think you should set one up in your garden instead of showering from now and wash up.
It's a bit random though in Gold Manchester. Yeah.
Let's be honest. If you're comfortable with it, mate, then you know, stay in your plateau. That's if that's what it's about. If that's your common belief, that everyone else does.
I've got a water butt though. I can't question the water. Yeah, the actual clarity of that water might be quite.
So I think what we're going to be going through is, we'll keep it short, but when we're looking at what you're doing now, ask yourself, are you challenging yourself? Have you achieved something that potentially you thought was unattainable, you know, unachievable in the past? Look back to things like, right, am I going to a session and staying comfortable, or can I push on? And don't just wait for the next person to be that person to take that step out. Mm-hmm. Try it. Hey, listen, if it doesn't work out or you feel like you fail, you haven't, because it's a learning. You don't fail, but you learn from these things. I know this probably sounds really sort of like probably very mindset, but we've always said it, it's what we work on. We don't just work on nutrition and training. You don't get the mindset right. If you don't have the belief that you can do better, then you're not going to make it right. That's why we do our mid-seminars. That's why we go through these different things. That's why we build our habits. Because as I was speaking to someone today, there's just like my motivation's not there. I've got to be honest with you, the last 2 months, yeah, I had a right tail off, like, in terms of training.
Motivation
and stuff,
always goes up and down. You know that.
Weirdly, I've managed to get properly into it. Across those darker winter months, we had a real plan, we stuck to it, we went through there.
Yeah.
Social months have come around, and I've probably been more 70-30, if even that. Like, you know, the weekends have been there, and there's a lot going on. But it's balancing, and yeah, it's hard. And I've made a decision, and I said to Suzanne last night that after this week, I've said what my stag do, I'm coming back and that's it. I've got 6 weeks, no drink, no thing, because I know the focus is heavy. We've got, hopefully, the new unit coming up. I want to be able to achieve, and it's no coincidence that I'm like probably, you know, an extra 10, 20% more productive if I don't have a drink on a Saturday. I mean, it's one day of a week that I do have a drink, but it still has a big effect, right? Because it has that knock-on effect. You know, you don't quite get stuff done on Sunday. Monday may wake up a little bit more, you know, cloudy and foggy. You know, it's one of those things. So that's, you know, I'm putting that out there. And I think that's another thing. It's not comfortable because you're like, August is probably one of the most sociable months for most
people.
There's
always things going on there.
Definitely. So saying no to people, no to things, potentially isn't easy.
Stag do's, weddings.
Well, I'm doing stag do this week. I'm like, that's it. I don't want to see another drink after that for a good while. I don't think I'll ever want to drink again.
You're going to hit a plateau and go beyond, I think.
What, like the drink?
On the weekend, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably plateau about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the first day. So I think it's a little bit of a pray for Josh.
It's one of those things to get through it. But just don't pick up your phone and do some lives, otherwise you may see some really random videos going off.
You might see more than you want to see. Guys, have a think about what you're doing. I mean, you may not be comfortable with this, and you may not be someone who's comfortable with mindset, and you don't have to share these things. But if you can, there's a good chance you'll be helping other people. But remember that you are in a position potentially now where if you want to achieve more, you can achieve more. It's about looking ahead, setting that. Don't let what your current beliefs and past thoughts and what else you've seen around you hold you where you are. Set a new goal, potentially even something that's almost unbelievable. As long as you know and feel like you can get there to a point, you've got to work it, stick at it, and hit it hard.
Good ending point.
Boom. Peace.
Goodbye.